amateur hour over here. Luch Dog in the morning hanging out with you, TTR Studios. Sorry, Belly. That was my bad. Yell at me.
You've been amateuring it up all day.
I know.
You're like, start the show. Mute. Can you mute? Can you mute the lines if we're going to start the stream, please?
Welcome back, folks! You know, the thing that's interesting to me is that the person that got offended by the word smoke show did not know what the word smoke show meant.
Yeah.
And it was the way that we were talking about it that was bothering them, and I appreciate that. I appreciate this person coming out and telling me that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I want to live in a world where you can't comment on the attractiveness of the opposite sex. I don't know how I feel about a world where women can't say, oh, this guy was hot.
They should be able to.
They should, but in my eyes.
Objectify men.
But see, that's the difference, and that's where you're going to get, well, you just don't understand what it's like to be a woman.
Exactly.
And that's where the conversation just goes. Well, okay, but I can't, so teach us.
I was going to say that. The other thing, like, especially like with, we just had a situation in D.C. where a female jogger was unfortunately attacked.
Oh, that was bad. And that was so bad. And, I mean, she just and attacked and killed.
And it's
just
very, like, those kind of situations are the exact thing that women are trying to get away, trying to get this world out of.
And it happens.
But they have this fear because there are so many bad things that have happened to women in this world. And it's one of the most unfortunate things. I mean, I literally just watched a video today of a woman having to, secretly pass a note, when she was at a veterinary clinic that she was being held against her will by her boyfriend. And luckily, she was able to escape the situation by some smart thinking and escaping.
I mean, some you've seen pizza orders for domestic
pizza
abuse.
Orders. Hello, Kim.
She is on.
You're
air,
on
ladies
air.
And gentlemen. Hot Mess Kim joins us now on the show. Good morning, Hot Mess.
Good morning, boys.
How are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. We need you to weigh in on women's perspectives if you can.
Okay.
We need your help.
Okay.
I got somebody saying that we might not necessarily be I didn't get scolded. I got it brought to my attention that sometimes the way that we talk about women is offensive. And you know, one of the things that was brought up was calling a woman a smoke show on the air. And I'm wondering if that would offend you if you heard me say, I mean, you know me, you know how I talk. Is that something that's offensive to you? And an honest answer, if it is, I want to know. I'm curious. I would love to know why. And if it's not, what do you think?
Well, if you're being honest about her being a smoke show, I don't know why that would be offensive. But if you're using it in a sarcastic manner,
no. So for example, let me say. So it would be like, oh my God, you guys, I did this video, Dr. Chat. And let me just say, first of all, Dr. Smoke Show. Boy, was that amazing! She was smoking hot. Now, can you just break down that sentence?
I don't see how that's offensive.
It's not like you said, now, it's not like you can say things like, I'd fuck the out of her.
I didn't say I would F the S out of her. Thank you, Belly. No, I did not say that.
I'm just trying to find a way, like, something that definitely can't be said. That's not the thing.
Kim, can you see why that, could you play the other role and see why that might be offensive? Can you at least see it?
No, I can't. You're saying that she's hot. What the fuck is offensive about that?
Well, I think if I'm wrong, and I think because I was really trying to listen to the person, and I don't want to vilify the other person either, but because everybody has a different way of looking at it, and some people are just getting to know us. We have new listeners all the time.
Yeah.
So when people tune in and they ask us questions like, "Where are you coming from with that?" Well, then I have no problem explaining. But is it possible that maybe somebody sees that or hears that and thinks, wow, you're really just objectifying women right there. Like, I mean, is that necessary in a world where we all have to get done up and wear things that are, you know, in a man's world? Like, really, do we need more men on the air talking about smoke shows?
I'm not really sure. I'm the best judge of character here because the two backgrounds on my phone are of half-naked men.
Thank you. Now, that was my argument, and I'm not saying you're here to either nuke it or say that this is worthwhile. I'm just interested
Chris
in your
Hemsworth
opinion.
Chris Hemsworth is a smoke show.
Chris
I ain't afraid to say
is a, he's a smoke show, for sure. I could give you that in a heartbeat. In a heartbeat. You know what? I'll give you another guy that's an attractive smoke show. The guy in Kingsman. Good for him. Eggsy?
Oh, you're talking about...
the main character, the young kid. I wish I looked like him. Sure. Smoke show.
Oh, if I'm trading lives with anyone right now, it's going to be Sean McVay, of head coach of the
Rams.
Oh,
man, head coach of the Los Angeles Rams. He's another one. You can call him a smoke show. But I guess, you know, Kim, we don't have women on this show a lot. And it's easy for us to get compared to a Howard Stern. Like, do you think it's okay to comment about the attractiveness of the opposite sex?
Hey, if we
you're not. That's so stupid. No, you're not like Howard Stern. You guys are just having a good time. I don't think there's anything wrong with saying that somebody is attractive objectively. There's a fine line between saying that they're attractive and being like, man, I'd love to bend her over a couch and fuck her silly. That's wrong. But just admitting that she's an attractive person,
yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that. Everybody window shops 25 times a day.
Yeah.
Every day.
Everyone sees someone and just thinks to themselves, damn, that's an attractive person.
Smoke show. Now.
Yeah, but I mean, if you think somebody's really ugly and you call them smoke show behind their back is like a funny nickname.
That's not okay. Agreed.
Yeah, that's not okay.
And you know what? I don't want to say what isn't okay. In my eyes, that's not okay. Yeah. However, what if I were to Kim, I want to say something that I said on the air, and then you tell me what your thoughts on this is. Because I think there's a fine line between comedy and being forwarding a positive change in the culture of our country and our world. We're in two positions. I was reminded, you're two guys that are in positions to make change. So I would like it if you would at least appreciate where we're coming from on this as a community of women. Yep, you got it. You got it. I think we have a lot of women listeners, and I love that about us.
Yeah.
I felt as if we were doing a good job of seeing both sides, or at least trying to portray when we don't understand something.
We know a lot of amazing women. A lot.
Oh, yeah. But I don't think we do a good job of trying to tell women how to feel. I mean, if we don't know something or it's from a woman's standpoint, I'm like, okay, well, you tell us. Educate us, please. That's why we called Kim. So, Kim, what if I make a joke and I'm saying that I was DJing for Johns Hopkins University, and let's just say that most of them will be very, very successful as doctors, lawyers, and politicians. And in that same sense, how many smoke show doctor, lawyer, and politicians do you know? Because that was the same percentage of smoke shows at Johns Hopkins.
I mean, I know at least one doctor who's pretty hot.
So there you go.
So is that an offensive comment, or is that just us being funny, trying to be silly?
So what you're saying is you're backhanded saying a bunch of not-so-smoke shows.
Most doctors, lawyers, and politicians are not the most attractive people. Is that a generalization?
For sure.
That's
they all look
true.
Like slugs.
Look at it. It's true.
Politicians are always too stressed out.
Yes.
Yeah, but that bank account's pretty sexy.
The bank account is very sexy. Well said.
See? Kim knows what's up.
That's very true. Now, does that statement offend you, or can you laugh at that?
What statement offend me?
The thing I just said with Johns Hopkins and politicians, doctors, and lawyers. But is that too far?
Has Kim, have you ever been offended in your life?
I mean, yes, but it's difficult.
Could you give us an example of something that a man has said that has offended you? And not to get too personal, I don't want to pry.
I mean, I dated a guy once that called me princess, but he called me princess in an extremely condescending manner.
Mm.
So that one time I told him, if you keep calling me princess, I'm going to use my new royally appointed status and have you decapitated.
Kim knows what's up. Don't ever F with Kim.
No, you always know what's offensive based on the tone of somebody's voice.
Right. Well, so to you, it's tone. It's not necessarily context. Well, I mean, I don't know. Do you think that we're going into a world where you're no longer able to be silly? Do you worry about that at all?
Yeah. I mean, I think people are way too quick to be offended.
Because if you're calling us sexist or racist, like, you're not listening to what we're saying. I mean, I'm not saying you can't be offended. I'm just saying, like, do you have context? Have you listened to, like, half of the shows that we've done? You know, and that's radio. Somebody might just turn you on, turn the dial. You say something. Their kid's in the car. They're offended. They call your company. You get a fine.
Yep.
I mean, that can happen.
If you think about popular podcasts out there, Howard Stern and Joe Rogan, they're incredibly offensive, but super massively popular.
Like, and they're not always offensive. They do have these episodes and things. Howard, of course, takes things too far. But, I mean, I think Howard is one of the best interview people in the game.
His interviewing is incredible.
He can ask, he just gets down to the like nitty grittiest questions with interviews. And it, you don't think, like, people who don't know Howard Stern just think he's a nasty guy who makes women do things on top of speakers.
That's the one that everybody goes to.
It's because it's so easy to remember.
It's so easy, and yes. But let me ask you this, Kim. That's a good point, Belly. Kim, do you, because I want to give you some, the listeners, some background on you. You sound very much like a, you know, a dude's chick right now, a guy's girl. You know, you hang out with the guys and she can fit right in, which she is for sure.
Girl knows baseball better than anyone.
Oh,
I
my
know.
God. She's our senior baseball correspondent. However, sorry. Bye-bye, Bryce, by the way. Sorry, babe.
not
over yet.
Let me ask you this. What are your thoughts on the society that man has pretty much created for women to live in today? The rules that are made from men, the world, what is it like to be a woman living in a man's world, which is pretty much what's happening? I mean, I think we can all agree.
Do you think we're on a good progressional pace of getting into a better world for women?
I want to know. Actually, No. I don't want to go there. I want to know what it's like to live in a man's world.
It's like you preface this whole thing. I act more like a dude than I do a chick. So I've never had any issues personally. You know,
I get paid
the same. I can hold my own. If some guy wants to give me shit, I'm just going to throw it right back at him and make sure he knows he can't treat me like that. I think there's a difference between a strong woman and another woman that's more easily rolled over.
But that guy is making more money than you doing the same job. That guy is expected to do a lot less with his body. That guy is able to get away with a lot more from a legal standpoint. That's got to frustrate you as a woman.
It does, yes. I wish I got paid the same amount. I was walking into the Pentagon the other day and one of the security guards was like, "How's your day going?" And I said, "Oh, you know, another day, another 79 cents on the dollar." And he laughed.
That's funny. I mean, it's sad, but that is funny. That's funny. It's not funny, but it's fun. You see what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to lose that joke. I don't want to get so PC where she can't make that joke. Because some woman out there or anyone is going,
be able to make
that's
that
offensive.
100% of the time.
I would love to be able to say another day, another same equal pay dollar.
day, another dollar on the dollar.
Yep, we got another dollar.
But see, I want to be there too. Have you guys heard the clip from Liam Neeson talking about what it would take to get women's rights? Have you heard that, Kim?
No.
All right, I'll play that. Basically, to preface it, he's like, "Oh, yes, this is terrible." He's in an interview, and she's like, "What do you think about this whole Me Too movement?" He's like, "Oh, well, I mean, we've started it as men, you know, and now it's up to us to kind of finish it and to put a dent into this situation." She says, "Oh, okay, great. So does that mean you would take less money for the next role that you're in so that the female role can have it?" And he goes, "Oh, no. That's taking it too far." And it's like, dude, what? You can't have it both ways.
The money's got to come from somewhere.
It's got to come from somewhere. But I think Kim has a very different mindset, and I'm glad to have you on. You're a woman. You understand what it's like to live in a woman's world, but I think your confidence is something that sets you apart.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough. There's always things that guys can get away with more than girls can, and that sucks. And as a woman, I do feel that every day. Guys get promoted over girls faster. You know, there's a lot of politics involved here that I don't have time to get into, but, you know, maternity leave, we have to take short-term disability because we had a baby. We're the only developed country in the world that doesn't provide months of maternity leave to their women. And a lot of countries give paternity leave to the men, too. And I just think so yes, there's a culture that keeps women down, and it's keep trying to push us down.
And is it because you've got guys on the air saying things as maybe recklessly as the word smoke show?
No, I don't think that's the reason. I think
I don't either.
It's always been the culture. No, men making jokes or objectifying women or, you know, as Trump would say, locker room talk, that's not what's keeping women down. It's the men then fighting back to the women who are fighting for more position in society. That's what's causing the problem is men go, oh, well, we can't flirt with you now. We can't take you out on dates. We can't do anything. You guys are all just big bitches, so we're not even going to hire you anymore. That's what's keeping us down.
From the social media lounge. Kim, do you have a second to hear from them, or do you have to go?
No, I've got a second.
Everybody window shops.
Yes, Kim.
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, that's true. Everybody window shops. What else you got?
Let's see. There are lots of things that are enormously frustrating, but I don't feel like I live in a man's world.
Good.
Most of the direct support staff above me are women.
Those women that are chiming in, do you find it offensive when we say the word smoke show?
Some aren't women. How could you assume that?
God. I mean, that's true. I thought that was coming from... Okay, well, that's fine. Do you find it offensive? Yes or no? Just type in yes or no. I'm not going to judge you on your answer. I'm trying to learn. Does something like that offend you when we make jokes talking about how attractive somebody in the opposite sex is? I hope not, but if it does, this is learning for me. Kim, anything on the subject before we let you go? We really appreciate your time and your honesty here because we need that from you.
I think the key for any woman is just to create your own world in your own life and don't fucking worry about anybody else. Worry about yourself. And if you see another woman struggling, pick her up and carry her with you.
Don't worry about anyone else.
And then don't worry about anybody else, but pick out somebody next to you and help them out.
Be a positive influence on the world is what Kim is trying to say.
Just be a good person. That's all.
Ladies and gentlemen, Hot Mess Kim, killing it, as always. Kim, thank you for your time. We love you, and you're our number one smoke show. You know that.
I know. Thank you, guys. Love you, too.
Bye,
see
Kim.
You soon. Thank you.
Bye.
All right, there goes Hot Mess Kim. I love her. She gives an honest perspective. Now, I know that she is a little bit different from a lot of the ways that maybe some other women think, but, man, there's both types. You know, there's all kinds of different people out there.
And now we're going to go into a conversation where
How to get laid at the bar. Let's do it. How to get laid at the bar. Belly's going to take it away. You are not going to want to miss this now that we've got that out of the way. Hey, listen, if you are ever offended by anything we say on the air, hit me up. Let me learn because I'm trying to learn,
you
too.
You want
to
learn.
But,
please.
No, I'm going to hold my ground on that one. I don't think there's anything offensive about that. I don't think there's anything wrong with saying that. I'm sorry if it offends you, but I'm literally telling someone that I find them attractive, and I want you to be able to say that you think that I'm attractive or we're attractive.
Treat others how you want to be treated, as it comes from the Social Media Lounge.
Social Media Lounge.
Golden rule.
Killing it, as always. You guys are the best. Let's have a blasty blast with How to Get Laid at the Bar. It's all coming up next.